I'm Steve Potter, and next on Cityscape, Max McLean on his theatrical adaptation of the Screwtape Letters. But first, a holiday concert this Sunday features three stars from Broadway: Kathy Deitch from Wicked and Footloose, Michael Londra of Riverdance on Broadway, and St. Louis's Sarah Bolt, who played Sister Mary Patrick in Sister Act and received a Broadway.com Audience Choice Award nomination for Favorite Breakthrough Performance. Sarah Bolt, welcome to Cityscape.
Hi, I'm so excited to be here.
It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well.
How long did your Sister Act gig last?
It was about 2 years, so it was a really, really good run. I was very lucky.
I was going to say, did you appreciate that?
I did. There's not a lot of shows that last that long, to say the least, yeah.
Now, you originated that role on stage. How does that compare to stepping into a role after another actor had been doing it for maybe 2 years before? You know, I know there was the movie version before you, so you had that to think about, but...
Right. You know, it's funny because, you know, I was just thinking, I actually replaced Kathy Deitch in Wicked when she moved on. And especially in a show like Wicked, it's such a huge machine. And so as much as you bring, you know, your own quirks and takes on things, you also have to sort of fit the glove of, you know, the person that originated it and also fit into the cog that's already moving full speed ahead. So that's a whole different type of skill to have, just to be able to slip in and hopefully not have any be like, oh, what's that girl doing over there?
Right.
And as far as Sister Act, even though it was a movie originated by one of my all-time favorites, Kathy D. Jimmy, you know, I wanted to stay true to what she did and her humor, but also not do an imitation, which can kind of be tricky. So hopefully I did a good job.
You mentioned the other actress in the movie, Kathy.
Kathy Najimy,
right.
Yeah.
Didn't people used to compare you to her before Sister Act was even on your radar?
Since I was like in seventh grade, I mean, people would say, you know who you remind me of? And I'd be like, yes, I know. I got it.
I guess it was meant to be.
It was meant to be.
I really enjoyed Wicked when I saw it. You didn't get to fly through the air, did you?
No, I'm not green enough.
Yeah, she was the only one, right?
She was the only one, yeah.
Well, I want to ask you about growing up in St. Louis,
and
we'll do that a little bit later, but let's talk about Sunday's show first. Tidings of Comfort and Joy, Broadway's Kathy Deitch and Friends. And what's the concept of all that?
Well, I think, you know, we're doing a benefit for this amazing company, the Retreat to Broadway, which is sort of infusing a retreat experience with a theatrical experience. And I believe that it started as something, you know, a spiritual retreat. But I think that public schools were calling Brian Reavy, who's the founder of all this, and he thought, why am I going to close off all these opportunities? So I think this retreat experience is not only be spiritual, but it's also with schools or with, you know, big corporations, like a team building thing or even like family reunions. So it sounds like a really interesting, unique adventure for sure.
And this is the first event for that group, as I understand it.
As far as I know, I'm very new to this. So I just flew in from New York. So I'm sort of like gung ho. I'm like, what are we doing?
This is the first event for a retreat to Broadway. I know that it involves a speakers bureau. And I think Kathy will be speaking somewhere while she's here.
Yeah. So Footloose is being performed at the Kirkwood Theater right now, and she was also an original cast member of Footloose on Broadway. So she's this guest speaker to the group afterwards, after the show, and doing their whole retreat experience with her as the speaker.
So Sunday's performance, do you all perform individually as a group? How's it going to work?
Oh, my God, it's going to be amazing. we're doing some little group performances. I'm singing a duet with Kathy, and I'm also doing a song from Sister Act as well. So,
well, can you give us a little background on Kathy and Michael?
I heard of Kathy because I saw her or knew that she was in Footloose. And then, of course, I knew her because I replaced her in Wicked. And when I went to Wicked, she was off to L.A. And so we've sort of, you know, became friends doing all that. But I've never had the pleasure of meeting Michael, but just, you know, Googling him, I'm like, oh.
That's what rehearsals are for.
I know, right? I was like, whoa, this guy's fancy. I see that he's Emmy-nominated Irish tenor. And I believe that he was Jesus in Passion of the Christ, or that symphony. So I'm excited to meet him. He's way fancier than I am, that's for sure.
Well, unfortunately, we don't have any of your work to sample today.
No. know. I just got here. I would have brought my karaoke machine and sang something live.
But I would have let you. But we do have some things from Kathy and Michael. Kathy Deitch, what are we going to hear?
What About Love, which is one of my favorite songs that she sings. Because she also has a All Heart cover band, Heart the Band. She's amazing.
I've been lonely. I've been waiting for you. I'm pretending. And that's all I can do. The love I'm sending ain't making it through to your heart. You've been hiding. Never let.
And that's Kathy Deitch, who along with Sarah Bolt and Michael Launder will be performing Tidings and Comfort Sunday at the Robert Rhyme Theater in Kirkwood. It's a holiday show. Sarah, is it a holiday show? Is it a combination of music like we just heard with maybe some more traditional things?
Yeah, it's definitely a combination. I think I'm also singing a little Christmas song, a little Joni Mitchell. So we're tying in all these familiar Broadway songs, you know, that we know so well that we've performed on stage, but also we want it to be a Christmas spectacular as well.
Okay. You grew up in Holly Hills.
Yes, sir.
And is it true that your parents met at a musical?
They actually met doing a musical together. They met doing a production of Godspell. Funny enough.
And your mom teaches drama and your dad's an artist of some kind?
My dad is a local watercolor artist here in St. Louis. He has stuff up at Soulard Arts Market as well as tons of other places. And he's amazing. Great Christmas presents, by the way. Nice little plug. But my mom, yes, she actually still teaches drama and English and directs the fall play at the high school that I went to.
It sounds like probably things were interesting at your house growing up, like you were probably not discouraged about putting on little plays and things?
No. I did it for fun, you know. I didn't do a lot of community theater. I've never performed at the Muni.
That's almost surprising.
I know. It's weird, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, it probably wasn't until I was a junior in high school that I was really focused on doing this as, you know, a career and looking at colleges and stuff like that.
I think you're the youngest of three sisters?
I'm the oldest
of
three.
You're the oldest of three sisters.
Yeah.
Well, you said you didn't do a lot of theater when young. Did you see a lot of theater?
I saw a lot of theater. I did see a lot of theater. I did take a lot of voice lessons and things like that, but I was very involved in school. I did like school plays, and I did a lot of the musicals at St. Louis U High. So that was my experience.
Was it not until college, you went away to college, that you'd really, you know, focused on this is what you wanted to do?
You know, my parents, you know, we talked. I'm like, if they're going to spend, if both of us are going to pay for the rest of our lives for, you know, a college education, I want to make sure it's something that I am passionate about, something that I know that I can do. And they supported me, and I ended up majoring in musical theater in Philadelphia.
Did you have a backup plan? Did you have a second choice if it wasn't
going
to be
this?
No,
but do you have an idea now?
I don't think you need my idea.
Thanks.
This is interesting, if true. You attended the University of the Arts in Philadelphia.
I did.
But you never got a call back for a musical?
I didn't. No,
Wasn't that discouraging?
You know what? It was, but I wouldn't have changed it for anything because it taught me that this business is fickle. And even though you may be the most talented person in the room, not saying that I was, but just that it doesn't, you know, like rejection is a huge part of your life. And so knowing how to deal with that and still be a sane human being and still go after your dreams, it really grounded me.
So you got the rejection thing down early.
I was definitely prepared.
But I guess right before you graduated or something, you got on the European tour of Greece. That must have been interesting, though.
Yeah. My parents came up to go to my graduation, but I couldn't make my graduation because I was doing a regional production of Bat Boy the Musical in Philadelphia. So instead of going to my graduation, they came to see me work, which I figure that's a good sign. And then I also had to tell them, oh, P.S., I'm going to be leaving for Europe for a year to do the European tour of Greece.
And after that, it was Wicked on Broadway, where you replaced Kathy.
You know, I did off-Broadway. I did some regional things. But my really big thing was definitely Wicked on Broadway. Yeah.
That was more of an ensemble part, wasn't it?
It was ensemble, but that track also understudies Madame Morrible, who's one of the principals. And I definitely went on a lot.
It was
for
after
that.
Wicked, you got your, I'll call it your big break. I don't know how you define it. But
yeah.
Sister Act, and how did that happen for you?
I had heard that they were doing a workshop of it, or there was a production at La Jolla, and I was like, oh man, I'm just gonna put that out there in the universe, because feel like if I can do anything, I'm pretty sure it's that part. And it just ended up, I went in for an audition and then a callback and then another callback. And then they said, okay, this is your reel. This is the final callback. And I walked in and it was like Whoopi Goldberg, sitting behind a table. And I said, I really wish somebody would have told me that. And then she took one look at me and threw her pen down on the ground, because I think that I might have reminded her of Kathy and Jimmy. So I thought, either I booked this, or she's like, no. But I booked it, so it's all a good story.
So were you a fan of the usually I think it plays coming first in movies. Sister Act was the other way around. Were you familiar with the movie first?
Absolutely. It's sort of like one of those, from my childhood, one of those sort of cult classics. So I was definitely familiar.
Well, I want to ask you too. What Whoopi was in the movie, and mm-hmm. then she went on to produce the production that you were
yeah.
in. So what was it like working for her?
It was great. She sort of put everything in the hands of our director and would just sort of come in every now and then. But when she was there, she definitely made her presence known, which was always a blast. She's a big personality, and it was such a treat to be around her.
Right. Well, the other performer that you're going to be working with on Sunday is Michael Londra, and we have something from him to sample.
He's doing the Wexford Carol.
Good people, all this Christmas time, consider well and bear in mind what our good God for us has done. In sending his beloved Son, with Mary holy we should pray to God with love this Christmas day. In Bethlehem upon that morn, there was a blessed Messiah born.
Tidings of Comfort and Joy, Broadway's Kathy Deitch, Michael Londra, who we just heard of, and our guest today, Sarah Bolt. It's Sunday, 7:30 p.m. at the Robert Reim Theater in Kirkwood. If you'd like ticket information, go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page, and we'll have a link to all of that. You're also involved. You're going to do a VIP meet and greet after the show, I guess?
Yeah, I think there's a special ticket that you can buy, and it's the VIP ticket, which allows you to do a meet and greet backstage after the show, as well as a photo op.
So it must be nice being home this time of year, because you're usually working.
Yeah, I'm usually working and far, far away, so I don't get home that much. So this has been such a treat. My parents are actually with me today, making faces at me.
I'm glad my back's to them.
Yeah, exactly. But, it's so great. We're just like driving around. I just passed Ted Drew's, and I was like, oh, my God, is it open or is it just Christmas trees?
You're going to have time
right
to see friends and things while you're here?
Yeah, I have a lot of friends coming to the show on Sunday, and there's still tickets available, so I'm looking forward to seeing familiar faces for sure.
Tidings of Comfort and Joy, Sunday, 7:30 at the Robert Reim Theater in Kirkwood. One last question for you, Sarah.
Yes.
Growing up here, mm-hmm. looking back, what was your favorite St. Louis holiday memory?
I'm such a sucker for Christmas, so to come back and it's already snowing outside, and my family always had a tradition where, you know, we would do like 5 o'clock mass and then go to my grandparents afterwards. So I'm just getting all those, you know, fuzzy Christmas time feelings. So I'm just so thankful and so blessed to be here. I'm excited.
All right, maybe we'll see you at Ted Drew's later.
I know, right?
Sarah Bolt, nice meeting you. Have a great show on Sunday. Happy holidays.
Thanks. Happy holidays.
Coming up next on Cityscape, the Screwtape Letters. This is St. Louis Public Radio.